This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one person at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the totalitarians are out and about, and boy, are they making mistakes. As we just talked about with the President of the United States, making a big mistake with ISIS, making a bigger mistake. Well, I guess you would say it's not necessarily a bad mistake now, because being called out by Putin. Yeah, and if you missed it, the big news was last Friday, an agreement was reached on Syria, a ceasefire agreement that basically leaves ISIS hanging out to dry. Yeah, I mean, you got to get rid of the evidence now, because it's getting late in his presidency, and we can't have any of that evidence pointing back to President Barack Hussein Obama about ISIS. Too late, because we've been talking about it here on Agenda 21 Radio for months now. A year, 2 years, I mean... Well, since, you know, it's really funny. I pulled up over the weekend some of our shows from 2012 in which we talk about, you know, the September incident. And because we're talking about, gee, we knew everything that was happening. So I pulled up the clip of Steve Croft interviewing President Barack Hussein Obama on September 12th, 2012. So now, how many of you knew that happened? For 60 minutes. He was going to show it the following Sunday. And it was all about how it was an attack. And the president was calling it an attack. And just moments before that, he was out there in the Rose Garden calling it, well, about a movie, a video, yada, yada, yada. He mentions the word attack, but it had nothing relevant to do with Benghazi. Then he goes and has this interview with Steve Croft in the White House just moments later and talks about it being an attack. Well, of course, that interview did not show up on the Sunday show for 60 Minutes. Why? Because we had Susan Rice who went out and said it was all about the video. It wasn't an attack. It was not an attack. Deliberately lying to the American public. Well, you know, all but everybody knew what it would happen. They all knew that it was an attack. Yet, I mean, and the people who knew. including Chris Street and myself. Within the first 18 hours, we knew it was an attack. We knew in real time what was going on because of our sources were telling us. Now, I got to tell you, these same sources source major news networks. So the major news networks knew this, yet they were also complicit in hiding it from the public since the president knew that it was really about an attack, especially CBS and the Rhodes brothers. So I was just a little, you know, trip down memory lane. We'll probably get to that sometime this week. Maybe next week we'll start to play those clips from 2012 in which we're talking about the attacks. It's uncanny. 2012, we were bringing this news and information to you. So that's why right now we have another cover-up going on. Is it the end game of Benghazi that happened on Friday with the Security Council? That's the key thing. That's the key thing. Of course, the other big story that's going on is what is going on with Paul Ryan. Mr. Jihadi himself. Have you checked out his jihadi beard? Some calling him the Mujahideen. Well, the Republicans, well, excuse me, the conservatives. I don't know what to call the Republican Party anymore. Are they Republicans? I mean, we're talking, listen, I know I got a lot of Republican listeners, and I appreciate that. I understand the loyalty that you have to the Republican Party. I do. I vote Republican most of the time, unless there's something else going on out there. You're kind of forced to do that. But the Republican Party is clearly in disarray, and people are calling for what relevancy is the Republican Party to anything anymore? And that's a good question. Mitch McConnell? Paul Ryan? Boy, they really stepped up to the plate in this whole omnibus bill business, fully funding everything the president wanted out of this bill. Do you think people are ticked? Well, sure they are, and for good reason. But, you know, I want to hearken back to what is said about the California Republican Party. A little case in point here. You know, people will tell you in Sacramento that the California Republican Party is irrelevant. Now, I have been talking about this discussion about the Republican Party in California for a long time. Really stepped it up after the 2014 convention, which I attended down in Los Angeles, for the California Republican Party. It was amazing to see this whole thing play out at the party level, the destruction and the making of the irrelevant factor of the Republican Party at that time. It was amazing. And I was sitting around in the press room talking to a whole bunch of people, New York Times. Oops, I shouldn't say that. L.A. Times, saying it now, and some of these other media outlets, in which they were blatantly saying the Republican Party in California is dead. Now, I'm asking you this. Have we seen this now play out at the national level, especially in light of what has happened? What has happened with this whole omnibus bill? They just gave the president everything. And what is with that beard? What, I mean, the timing of this, you know, I went to breakfast Saturday morning, and one of the members at the breakfast had said that they had seen that picture, and they looked at me and said, what is he thinking? What is he thinking of? How inappropriate is it that he grow a beard where he looks like a jihadist right now? And I said, well, maybe he's trying to convert to Islam. Really? Is Paul Ryan converting to Islam right before our very eyes? Is he trying to be more manly with a beard? Or is it some sort of salute to Islam? I mean, I'm just putting that out there. That is pure and simple tinfoil hat thinking right there, pure and simple. But I really have to question that. You have the third guy down from the presidency growing a beard in the midst of jihadi-style attacks on America. Is that all about his masculinity? Or is there some sort of symbolism going on there? That's my point. Symbolism is a very strong communicator. You know, it reminded me really of the time when Hillary Rodham Clinton appeared before the Senate subcommittee on Benghazi. And how did she come dressed? Well, see, to me, I used to work with gangs. We call the term being flamed up. She came all dressed up in her green jacket, the exact same color green that's used for, well, the Muslim Brotherhood flag. And the gold and the black, the little trim that goes along with it. What sort of symbolism is Paul Ryan displaying with his beard? Just tinfoil hat thinking. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
Tonight, a former employee at the Department of Homeland Security is blowing the whistle, contending that his superiors shut down a program that might have provided an early warning on the terrorists behind last week's attack in California. We will speak with him in a moment. But first to Trace Gallagher with the backstory. Trace?
Megan, for background, we should note in the early 2000s, Philip Haney was among the founding members of the Department of Homeland Security and was later assigned to the Intelligence Review Unit, or IRU. His job was to investigate individuals with potential links to terrorism, and it was in that capacity that Haney says he noticed a trend of people with suspected radicalized ties coming into the United States. So he began looking into a collection of global networks that were infiltrating radical Islamists into the U.S. In other words, Haney and his team were getting somewhere. But a year into that investigation, Haney says they got a visit from the State Department and the Homeland Security Civil Rights Division, who said that tracking these groups and individuals was, quote, problematic because they were Islamic groups. Haney says the investigation was shut down and 67 of his records deleted, among them an investigation into an organization with ties to the mosque in Riverside that San Bernardino terrorist Saeed Farouk attended. Haney believes if his work had been allowed to continue, it may have thwarted last week's attack. Haney says a few years ago he notified Congress and the DHS Inspector General about the investigation into Islamic groups being terminated, but instead of the investigation being reinstated, Haney claims his superiors retaliated, pulling him from his duties and revoking his security clearance. We just got off the phone with Homeland Security. They told us there are many holes in Mr. Haney's story, but they couldn't comment further because of privacy laws. Megan.
Trace, thank you. Joining me now with more, former Department of Homeland Security employee Philip Haney. And with reaction, Mark Thiessen, the former chief presidential speechwriter for President George W. Bush and a Fox News contributor. Thank you both for being here. Philip, why do you believe that the work you were pursuing may have led to the detection of these two?
The network of individuals that we worked with were tied to a large group called Tablighi Jamaat, part of a larger group called Deobande. We had thousands of organizations or individuals in the database, and we tracked them as they moved in and out of the United States on the visa waiver program. That's what first brought the group to our attention. And as we developed the case and started putting the pieces in place, we gained more and more evidence of their activities.
Mm-hmm. And they were connected to Farouk's mosque?
The Farouk Mosque is called Dar al-Oom. It's a global network of similar kinds of mosques under the umbrella of this organization.
And so under your program, you would have identified the mosque and done what?
I can tell you how I would have identified it, because individuals that were already in the case in 2012 went to that mosque. Therefore, as we were tracking them, we would have put the red light on them. Mm-hmm. Therefore, two things very plausibly would have happened. Either Syed would have been put on the no-fly list because of his association with that masjid, and or the K-1 visa that his wife was given may have been denied because of his affiliation with a known organization.
Mm-hmm. And you say they shut you down because they felt this was essentially profiling of Muslims.
They specifically said that because we FOIA'd the case and we got the internal memos, and it says that we are not allowed to develop a case based on Tablighi Jamaat specifically and or any Islamic group.
I mean, we're not talking about peace-loving Muslims who are in the United States who have assimilated. We're talking about Islamists who believe in Sharia and much worse.
Yes, the correct term is Salafi. It means original. They go back to the way Islam used to be at the very beginning. Everybody in the world outside of America knows about the Deobandis, i.e. the Tablighi Jamaat group. We don't know as much about them here yet, but that was exactly the organization that I worked with. We started the case 6 years prior. Then I came to the National Targeting Center and worked on that case specifically. Then I went back to my home port, and I discovered that as soon as I left, they shut the case down. Mm-hmm. By the way, they gave me a commendation letter for finding 300 terrorists related specifically to the initiative.
Mark, we've seen the dismantling of the intelligence we had set up in the Iraq area after we took over there. We've seen the CIA black sites where we interrogated terrorists. That's done.
Yep.
They just further eroded our abilities to interrogate terrorists on Capitol Hill.
That's right.
One after the other. We're saying, I mean, the president holding, don't discriminate against Muslims up on equal footing to, we don't want any more terror attacks, right? I'm not saying discrimination is a good thing, but it, what we've seen in the numbers doesn't match up to what.
Let me tell you, Megan, what you're not going to tell about everybody, because you got the corporate leash around your neck, is that this is treasonous activity, and these are the moles within our government that are doing this. I'll just say it for you. We can say that because we're the new stream media. You're the old mainstream media, and you can't say that. You can't go. But I got to tell you that this report, though, is an excellent report. And tie this one in with Jenny Thomas's of the Daily Caller. It's really, really very compelling. But, you know, I want to go back to the whole notion about how far back this went. You heard Haney tell us that this whole thing with his investigation was going back 6 years prior to the 2012 incident. That's 2006. So he was picking up pressure, if you will, at that point in time to not do the investigations of these groups. But the other thing, too, was that, as Megan pointed out, the dismantling of this intelligence network that was very, very strong, very robust, and Haney was doing the right thing, that the Obama administration was at wanting to do. Well, of course, that's their mission, isn't it? To run cover so that these Islamic groups, and by the way, these terror cells, which is what you have, can run for cover and not have the scrutiny. So what happened was, in the case of Malik, the wife, she was granted the visa. She was granted the visa to come in this country as a terrorist. There was no follow-up on their terrorist behavior and their activities. No, because the investigative arm was cut off, if you will, by the Obama administration. Now, what does that sound like to you? Well, I'll tell you what it is. The operation that took place in San Bernardino was something that had been planned for a long time. It had been planned for a long time. Didn't turn out necessarily like they probably wanted the planning to go through, but it turned out anyway. That's how long this thing has been going on. Now, this is how they work with their sleeper cells. And that's what's telling about the Haney interview. That's what's telling about this whistleblower. And now we're seeing the same sort of patterning that's going on in other areas of investigation. Let's go to the FBI. Let's go to the CIA. The loss of 103 assets of the CIA over the last several years under John Brennan that were taken out. Dead. The good CIA, if you will, as that was explained to me. The good CIA agents that have been, well, offed because of John Brennan. You see, this is the network that is trying to tear down this country, all based upon President Barack Hussein Obama and his operatives. You know, this has to come to light. This is a huge scandal, and it has to come to light and stay in the light. Otherwise, we're not going to exist as a country if this is allowed to persist. But we have to expose this. So this is why I say, you know, every time at the beginning of the show, one person at a time. We're arming you with information. This information has to be disseminated that the President of the United States, as well as everybody else, is doing this. It's called follow the bouncing ball, connecting the dots, if you will. And that's what we're trying to do for you. So you need to know the level at which this treasonous president has taken this country and how far we're going in terms of a path of destruction for intelligence gathering. Is it too late for this country? No. Will we survive? Yes. Is it going to be painful? Yes. But there's one thing we have to tell, and that is the truth about what is going on and how deep this is in our country. And with the next president on board, we need to stop. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
He's been doing the UN. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about this UN Security Council unanimously adopting a Syrian roadmap resolution And this is from Russian TV, by the way, this article. I very seldom use RT stuff. But it's the only place you can get the information, except for Chris Street, who has a very provocative article on livefreeblog.com and also on Agenda 21 Radio. And from RT, it says this: the UN Security Council has unanimously adopted a resolution calling for a ceasefire and political settlement in Syria. The resolution envisions the formation of a unity government and calls for an immediate halt to any attacks on civilian targets. The resolution demands that all parties to the Syrian conflict immediately cease any attacks against citizens. A mechanism to monitor, verify, and report on the truce is to be worked out within a month. The only groups excluded from the ceasefire are Islamic State, formerly known as ISIS, and al-Nusra Front, al-Qaeda's branch in Syria. Now, why would we exclude those guys? Why would we exclude those guys? Why? Because we need to take them out now. We've got to get rid of the evidence. Don't you get it? We got to get rid of the evidence. Now, all the other factions that are over there, Peshmerga, so on, they've got to stop. Anybody who's fighting with Assad has got to, and Assad's got to stop. Except for if you're talking about ISIS and al-Nusra and al-Qaeda's branch in Syria. They're okay. They're good to go to fight. That means we're all going to focus our attention on killing them off, the army of Obama. See, we can't. It's just like wiping out a CIA agent, right? Taking out 103 agents with this Obama administration. Yeah, I bet you didn't know we've lost 103 agents with this Obama administration since John Brennan took over as CIA director. Just a little tidbit from my security sources. 103 CIA agents wiped out under the Obama administration. I like to call those guys the good CIA that they wiped out. Gee, there's no compromise going on in the CIA or the FBI, as we so often lament here on Agenda 21 Radio. So, yeah, you want to round up the usual suspects. And the usual suspects being ISIS. We're going to keep fighting them, and we're going to blow them all. We're going to blow them up. We're going to take. Now they're cutting off their oil. And, oh, by the way, we've had this whole situation that went on in Turkey that occupied parts of Iraq. The Iraqi government said, you guys get your people out of here. Turkey said no. That was last week. A little brinkmanship going on there. What was the next step that would have happened? Well, a little bit of saber-rattling by Putin, had we not had this agreement reached. His saber-rattling was going tactical nuclear. He was going to go tactical nuclear in Syria. You see, this is why I say this moment came and went. No one's talking about it. Was he going to press the nuclear button? I don't know. That's why I said this may have been one of the biggest moments since the Cuban Missile Crisis, and all of a sudden, it's just gone. Oh, we've reached this agreement. Now, if you're an ISIS fighter out there, and the United States of America formed you and has been supplying the weapons to you and the training to you, you got to be feeling a little bit naked right now because you're being hung out to dry by the same people who created you. You see, you can't have the evidence laying around. It's kind of like emails, the evidence mail with Hillary Clinton. It's the same sort of thing. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? No, seriously, don't you love it when a plan comes together? Unbelievable, isn't it, that our country has been engaging in this and involved with this. And you see, now they're running scared. Doing things late on Friday in the United Nations. We can't have this. This is just the level at which this president operates. And he thinks that we just are blind to this. You see, this is, I'm really, you know, I'm doing more assessing of where we are at in the media world today. I mean, we're worried about whether or not Miss Universe is the right one, and it announced they blow the announcement, and we're worried about that. We don't know anything about maybe a possible nuclear exchange that could have happened with Putin. You see, this is the weird media that's out there. But, you know, if it wasn't for guys like myself and other people that have been putting this information out to you, Red State Talk Radio as an example, we're putting this information out. We're putting it out first and foremost. The mainstream media is not. They're going to play catch-up. It'll be over the vacation 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now. Oh, yeah, that. Oh, remember that agreement we reported to you? Remember that little, yeah, you know, Putin, the story will be this in America. Putin caved. Putin caved. You know that's going to happen. Try and save face with Obama. You know, if the mainstream media would ever stop lying to everybody, of course we can't. We just can't do that. We're so deep into it, we're going to have a regime change. There's no doubt about it. Regime change coming to the United States of America. That is definitely going to happen. Okay, so let's shift gears. Hillary Rodham Clinton debate. Martin O'Malley, Bernie Sanders, Saturday night. Did you know it even happened? Maybe that's the other wake-up call. Did you know it even happened? I mean, how bad is it for the Democrats that they have to shield Hillary Rodham Clinton on a Saturday night? You know, Star Wars is out. Seriously, it was the weekend that Star Wars comes out, so who's paying attention on a Saturday? No one. I wasn't. It was on. I didn't even bother flipping over to that channel too much. Just every once in a while, I looked at it. But, you know, here they are. They're taking their breaks. This is the big, to me, the big story about this is a non-story that they had the debate. That's the big story. The bigger story is Hillary Rodham Clinton had to go pee. And when she peed, she was late coming back from the break, the commercial break. So here you have sitting on the stage, you have O'Malley and you have Bernie Sanders. And they're asking Bernie Sanders a question because why? When they open up, come in from the segment, from the commercial break, she's not there. She's supposed to be in the middle. That podium's vacant. Where is she? She has to pee. Hillary has to pee. And the world has to stand still. What level have we sunk to? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led
led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Man, there's so many stories that are going on out there. You know, you got the Paul Ryan thing happening. You got this whole thing with the San Bernardino shooter and the whistleblower that's come forward. You know, this is kind of an interesting one. We're going to play a segment from it, I think, in the next segment. Got to look at my clock here. How am I doing? Anyway, probably get to that the next hour, but I'm going to read the article now. We'll play some clips from it. It says, explosive whistleblower. Islamic groups control narrative of American law enforcement. It's from the Daily Caller and Ginny Thomas, and it's a fantastic article about what's going on here with this this Haney guy. And the story starts out. Let's see if we can get this in this segment. Work this out. It says, when the name of terrorist groups that came up in the San Bernardino as extremists, Syed Farouk and Tafshin Malik, were affiliated with who became public, a retired Department of Homeland Security employee whose work was shut down out of fear of offending Muslims, sat straight up in his chair. See, I had one of those moments with Peter LaVenda and Hitler. Says, that's my case, he explained. Hearing that Al-Hula, gosh, I can't even pronounce this thing, Tabigali Jamaat, both movements, a part of the Deobandi movement within Islam. He says, trained as, are you ready for this, an entomologist. Now, do you know what that is? That's a guy who studies insect. It's a guy who studies insects. It says, a retired DHS employee, Philip Haney, used his skills of observation and attention to detail at the Customs and Border Protection Agency to keep America safe from violent jihadists. And Haney said it all comes down to follow the trail, find the nest. It says, but under pressure from the Department of State, which received letters complaining about the handling of various agencies within government in their treatment towards the civil liberties of Muslims. These civil liberties groups advocated for less security or scrutiny of Muslim groups, and Haiti's supervisors closed down his work. Are you ready for this? This was back in 2012. In this group that he's talking about, the Deobandi movement, was one of the groups that was in Riverside. That's where Farouk attended mosque. And he was actually observing this group. Okay, now I want to go back here. He alludes to in his interviews that he started getting pressure. Now, it's the interview, by the way, you can go to our website and see this. We've got several interviews there that are by Fox News, portions of Megyn Kelly's interview with him. It says, also, there's one in there that says Jenny Thomas of the Daily Caller does a really, really, really good detailed interview of this guy. Okay, now, I bring this up because he goes back and he says that in his investigations of Islamic terrorism groups, that he started getting pushback from his superiors in Homeland Security and so on as early as 2006 not to investigate certain other parts of the terrorist group that he was, well, exposing. And he walks through the whole process. It's very interesting to follow his logic stream. And being a biologist myself, I understand how an entomologist would think about insects. And he applies it in great detail to his study about, well, is researching about terrorist groups. So here's my point. 2006, it goes back that far that he started getting pressure from his superiors at Homeland Security and other places to not investigate various jihadi groups. Because remember, it was George Bush the Younger who came out and said, you know, we basically have to have, you know, respect, compassion, Islamic terrorists that are doing this, is not all of Islam and so on. Yet we're still getting pressure not to investigate the terrorists as early as 2006. That's how far back this goes. It goes back even further. We do know that. But he gives a lot of detail about how they tried to shut him down all along and eventually did by 2012 shut down his investigation. Ultimately, forced retiring him, and making him work in an office, basically like the padded room. They took away his weapon. They took away his security clearances. They forced retired him in the last couple of months or so of his career. He was functionally doing nothing. All because of this case. And this case blew up on December 2nd. You see, just like so many other elements that have been going on, let's talk about the FBI. And by the way, I reposted the article about the third terrorist, what happened with the third terrorist. I reposted that, put in a little bit more information as an update that's on there. You can see how, well, even with the third terrorist, you know, that got away in San Bernardino, why would the FBI want him? He's got too much information. No wonder they aren't looking for him. In that house that they trashed? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151. 4151.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, I know you all want to know why Hillary was absent. Yeah, she was absent at the in her own debate. You know, they staged this debate. Is this just obscene that there's nobody else out there as a candidate on the Democratic Party except for Hillary Rodham Clinton? Or is she being set up? I think she's being set up, but that's just me, you know, because I got the tinfoil hat on. It says, Hillary Clinton explains her brief absence, and this came from, where'd this come from? The Boston Globe. Here we go. It says, coverage of Saturday night's Democratic debate has focused on Bernie Sanders' apology to Hillary Clinton for the staff judgment, his own staff's judgment, about, this was the big scandal, of course, is that he fired a couple of his own staffers for looking at Hillary Clinton proprietary data from her campaign. Oh, my gosh. So what happened? She came back with her own situation. The reason is that she had to do what a woman has to do. She had to go pee. So she left the, are you ready for this? The podium vacant. All because she had to pee. And so she came back and she had to apologize. She said, sorry. So that was the big happenings at the debate. Could you believe this is how far they have stooped? I mean, really? This is a debate? It was a non-debate. It was nothing. There was no debating going on. It was just for show. And, of course, I think Bernie Sanders calls it up. He tells it like it is. He says it's all about Hillary. Really? Really, Bernie? This thing is so completely contrived and staged. There's so much that happens in the Clinton world. Can you imagine? She's been on the political scene now for 30-some years. Do we need any more Clintons? And by the way, what about the other part of the oligarchy here in the United States? The Bush family? Jeb? He's going backwards in the ratings. It's just a wonderful thing to see. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.com. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.